Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the maker himself, George Lucas.
Thank you very much. Absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you, Steel. Thank you for having me back. You know, I've been in town for a while. I'm just happy to be here, and I'm happy to be with amongst all these former friends. People who I once considered to be close, and now, you know, have turned their back on me. But it's fine. There's no business here. I'm a happy man.
Now, George, since we last saw you at the you kindly came to the Force Awakens podcast.
Yeah, it was the only invite I got to anything that day. So I had to go along.
Okay.
Yeah.
And since then, you seem a bit more disheveled. Your hair's a bit more messy. You've got this weird stain on your suit jacket.
Look, I've been living off noodles in different food halls around Australia since then. There was a mess up with my flight home, and I've just been on a noodle binge, let me tell you. I've been noodling all around Australia from Long Reach to wherever, you know what I mean? Just having a good old noodle time.
So
everyone look under your seats. There's some noodles there for you. I vomited under your seats, is what I'm saying. I had too many noodles, I'm sorry.
What were you doing in Adelaide? What's a billionaire doing in an Adelaide food court?
Look, I think people misunderstand me. I'm not a high flyer. You know, I don't want the wildlife. I just like noodles, as long as they're nice and yellow or brown, you know. And just a bit of satay sauce, I'm happy. That's all I need. People think that I want meat and crayfish and all that. No, on the ranch, I have one chef, and all he does is make noodles, and that's it. Skywalker Ranch, noodle day every day. There's no Tuesday taco night. There's Monday moodle night, you know what I mean?
What about Wednesday?
Wednesday, wontons. No.
No, go.
No, it's okay. It's all right. No, it's fine. I wanted to keep going, but no, I don't think I can finish this game. It's supposed to be good at improv, but I can't think of a word that's a food that starts with TH. Still can't do it. Fried. Oh! Thank you so much.
Someone just threw some noodles on stage.
I got
stage.
Noodles. I will enjoy these, let me tell you. But I have to fly to Adelaide to consume them. That's the thing.
What separates the Adelaide noodle from, like, a Sydney noodle?
Well, the Adelaide noodle, in a food hall specifically, in a food court, if you will, it contains a different atmosphere. I'm not just there for the noodles, I'm there for the atmosphere. I'm there for the unemployed guy looking at his phone over there. I'm there for the bunch of teenagers who are sharing the one bucket of fries. You know, that's what I'm there for. I want the atmos of Adelaide. Is anyone here from Adelaide? Of course not. Why would you leave? You know? People live in Adelaide for life because it is beautiful. It's a magical place. They love it there. you know. So that's why I go there for not just the noodles, but for the people of Adelaide. I love it.
This is already the best podcast I've ever heard. So much noodle talk. Now, we just had the new Rogue One teaser come out.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you make of that, George?
It was good. It was a departure, you know. I really didn't think it was different. I like the new creatures. I like the rhinoceros and the warthog. I like those four turtles they've got. They're amazing. I don't know where they're from, what planet they're from. I like the robot with the alien in its stomach. I think really they're going, they're doing something different, and I like it. I just wish Megan Fox wasn't in it, but hey, you know, you can't. I'm not in charge of cast. I've got nothing to do with the casting of that, but I would not cast Megan Fox in anything.
I think your YouTube might be broken, George.
Really?
I didn't see any of those in the Rogue One teaser.
That was the Rogue One teaser? I'm sorry, okay.
There was an AT-AT? One of your inventions?
AT-AT was in it, was it?
Yeah.
As I like to call it, the walking dog. That's what I always called it. You know, we originally were just going to have a, what are those racing dog whip? We're going to get a whip it, and we're going to paint it gray. And we're just going to make a walk around the desert, and then paint the desert white afterwards. But, you know, you got to try and you got to fail, you know? That's what the prequels were.
I dare not ask what your original concept was for a Tauntaun.
The original Tauntaun was I was going to get a horse, cut its front legs off, and then have some lunch and realize it should just got a kangaroo. What am I doing? I've killed a lot of animals, let me tell you. If you came to the ranch and you dug a couple of feet down, you just find animal bones everywhere. A lot of my early experimentation, before I got into stop motion, it was just mostly animals. I tried to do all the spaceship battles just with birds, and it did not work out. And I'm sorry to those birds. I messed those birds right up. There's a lot of dead birds. But that's why you buy a ranch, you know? People think, why is George Lucas got a ranch? Because I want to do experiments on animals. A la the Island of Dr. Moreau. There we go. Not the Doctor of Island Moreau.
Wow, I can only imagine that an entire species of monkey died in the production of Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, that was just, I killed a whole bunch of monkeys. And that, I don't know why, I just go crazy sometimes. But yeah, I loved Rogue One. It was great. Really good. Well, it's good. I've already seen it.
Really?
Of course, I've already seen it. They show me the full film. Yeah.
How does it end?
It ends with, we pan back, right, and the two detectives...
We don't. They do.
They do. I don't. I've got nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
I can't... I'm legally not allowed to pan back on anything anymore. Martin Scorsese sat me down. Spielberg was there, and we said, "You've lost your pan license." Yeah. And I said, "Well, as long as I can eat noodles, I'm fine. I don't like, don't give a shit."
You're allowed to have a pan of noodles.
I can have a pan of noodles whenever I want, but I can't pan back on noodles, you know. So we pull back. All right, there are two detectives, and they're like
two detectives.
It goes to crazy places, right? Two detectives, and then we cut back, and Chewbacca's walking down the
George.
Road.
George.
Yeah.
Have you been spending any time in Brooklyn?
A little bit. I don't think I was this Brooklyn last time, was I? But I'm just trying to do the face less, because last time my face really hurt afterwards. Because this hurts heaps. It's hard to do. Sorry, I'm bringing it back. I'm back again. There we go. Okay. We pulled back, and it turns out then Chewbacca's limp disappears, and he just starts walking normally. Turns out he was Kobayashi the whole time. And then he made the whole thing up.
How did you make Chewbacca?
Chewbacca is a bear who I just beat into submission. And then we let him grow his hair out because bears trim their hair with their own claws. We tied his hands and said, "You ain't doing that no more." And then he grew it out. and he was pretty docile for most of it. I mean, he killed three hands before we got Harrison Ford in. There are actually three Han Solos before that, and they're all dead. And I covered up their names. You'll never know who those people are. A lot of animals and people died making Star Wars.
But it was worth it.
Oh, so worth it. Well, I don't know. I mean, if I could show the Star Wars fans the graveyard of bones, I think any human being would be chilled and go, this was not worth it at all. This is too much death. I don't want to see Star Wars anymore after seeing this much death. It's getting so dark. I didn't think it'd get this dark. Are we going to bring that child out soon?
We should.
To lighten the mood.
Maybe bump over and okay. We'll bring on our next guest and then we'll get into it. The first is a beloved comedian and TV and radio presenter. And the second is her very keen Star Wars fan son. So guys, please welcome to the stage, it's Cal and Digby Wilson!
Hello!
Digby has ignited his saber. Oh, okay, so yeah. we've got a preface that Digby has the coolest t-shirt ever. It has got... It makes noises. Do it, Dig.
I don't know how it works. Mom?
Hang on, we're just going to press the... It's making lightsaber noises from the side of the t-shirt.
That is a t-shirt that's doing that.
Yep. I don't know how it survives going through the wash, but it does.
See, George, all those dead animals, worth it.
It really was. You know, my pants also make noises. I'm talking about farts. This is kid humor from now on.
What? Pants are talking?
See, he likes it. My audience is mostly children, let's be honest.
And really grumpy adults.
Yeah, grumpy adults and kids. I actually legally, I can't actually see a child. I can only see toy sales. There's no child here, just toy sales. That's all I see.
What do you see when you see an adult, though?
I see more toy sales because they got a job. That's all I can see.
Now, welcome, Cal.
Thanks.
Welcome, Dig. How you doing?
Good, yeah.
He's going to do characters the whole time.
Yeah, he is. He's pretty excited. He was doing the Darth Vader theme on the way in.
Bum, bum, bum.
Kind of like that. A little bit. It's more buttock focused than it normally is, but...
George Lucas fired him.
It's the first time Digby's had a microphone, and I think he really loves it.
Not the first time.
Not
third.
Third time. We were the other two times.
Assembly.
Oh, that's true. You do. Digby presents Assembly sometimes with his class.
I heard that on iTunes. It was great. That was a good one. What did you think of the new teaser trailer, Dig?
It didn't make sense. I didn't even know who all the characters were.
You didn't know? Well, there were a lot of new characters.
I only knew one.
You knew Mon Mothma, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yep. And I knew Jin.
You knew Jin?
Yeah, because yep. You told me Jin.
Yeah,
Jin
I told you that was Jin.
Hey,
yeah.
Spoiler alert, Cal.
Is it not Jin?
Yeah.
What? Oh, naughty. Have you all seen The Force Awakens in the audience? You've all seen it. I know, that's a stupid question to ask you, but yesterday I accidentally spoiled it for someone at work because I was talking about how kids don't understand the concept of spoilers, and even though Digby hasn't seen The Force Awakens yet, he knows everything that happens in it because his cousin told him.
Not everything,
but you know the big thing, don't you?
Yeah, I know that Han Solo was killed.
Yeah, so because I was saying, sorry. And also, like, Digby...
Have you seen a bigger smile on a kid after that?
Digby, before he saw the movies, knew that Darth Vader, spoiler alert, was Luke's dad. Whereas, like, that was such a shock when we saw it for the first time. But because cousins and other children just go...
You're the one who told me!
I didn't tell him.
You did!
I didn't tell him. It was Josh, your cousin. I was trying to prevent Josh from telling you.
Oh... I didn't know that. I thought you were the one who told me.
Josh and I look very similar, but...
not Tom!
Actually, Josh was the one who spoiled Sixth Sense for me, so...
Don't talk to
Josh, that's all I'm saying.
You don't even know my cousins.
Oh, I know Josh.
No, you don't.
I met Josh. We had noodles one time.
No, you didn't.
We were at the food court.
In Christchurch.
At Footscray. Had some noodles. You were supposed to come, but Josh said, no, Digby can't come. Talk to Josh. It's his fault.
So yeah, so
there's going to be a lot of violence at the Christmas dinner.
Who's his brother?
Josh's brother is Steve.
No, his brother is Matt.
We call him Steve. That's his nickname. We know his name's Matt. We're like, hey, Steve, and Matt loves it.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys, as well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.